man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. James Kelso here, up in northern North Dakota. Here on March 7th, 2024, and we'll be with you for an hour as we are customarily Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And that is the exact time scheduled for Let's Go Brandon, Joe Biden's State of the Union address. He was supposed to start right now, and he is he's late. And so the president writes this to us right now. Let me just add, there's a phone number here. You can call in at 512-248-8252. So here's what the president promised us yesterday. He's going to do a live running commentary on the State of the Union speech by Joe Biden, which is in front of the combined Senate, House, Supreme Court, Joint Chiefs of Staff, and other assorted self-important people. let's see, I think who would be up on the podium there with the president? There would be the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, who's such a big disappointment. And I guess, would Chuck Schumer be up there? No, he's not. He's not even. Who's going to be in the, up there on the podium with the reprehensible Joe Biden? But here's what the president writes us 7 minutes ago. The president is very, and of course, we don't call him the president. We call him the resident, because Joe Biden is not our president. The president is very substantially late. Not a good start, but let's give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm sure he had very important things to do, but he is just now getting into the car. They will have to drive very, very quickly. You just don't want to be late to the State of the Union. They will need Mario Andretti to be at the wheel of the limo. Now, this is interesting, because you do not want to be late for the State of the Union. Think about it. You have all of the networks tuned in, pretty much every TV channel in the country and many in the world. You have the entire government. This is the most complete gathering of the forces of evil in our government every year. They're all in that one room. They're all sitting there waiting. So you don't want to be late. But apparently he is. So we're watching here with the president, who will then immediately begin his commentary on whatever the president with the State of the Union is doing. Let me move this tab over here. This is where we're going to see the president's commentary. This was a big hit last year. Got huge ratings. The president doing Donald Trump, that is, the president doing a commentary on the resident. And let's see, what can we do here? Let's go over, let me look here. You see who, if anybody, looking for, I'm going over the Patriot channels here to see whether any of them have anything playing right now. All right. So I checked out Real America's Voice. They have nothing up yet. Check out Newsmax. And they have what running right now? Oh, they've got something. They've got some video for us. Here it is. Here it is. We turn up the volume. Okay, so there is Mike Johnson. He's standing up there next to Camel Face Harris. And, oh my God, that looks like the despicable, it is unmistakable, Mitt Romney, who's yucking it up with Joe Manchin. Here's the very disappointing Chief Justice John Roberts. He's yucking it up with somebody. So the Supreme Court's all standing there by themselves. So, and everybody's there. If you have visited the Capitol, let's see here. Here's Matt Gaetz sitting in the Patriot section, and here, I'll turn it up a little.
They were prepared. They put the fences up, as we know. But it wasn't exactly just a few kind of scattered.
Oh, there's a. This coverage is. There's the Supreme Court. There's Gorsuch. And, you know, for them, this is like a big deal for all these people. I mean, this is what it's all about, self-importance, being somebody, being a star, being on TV. Everybody's watching you. This is the junkie high for people in power. And they're waiting for Joe Biden, who is now, he's already 10 minutes late. So let's, oh, there he is. There's Bernie Sanders sitting over with the demon rats. Oh, he's got a mask. Bernie Sanders has one of these cheap masks, you know, the cheap light blue masks that we've all been, you know, compelled to wear it so numerous times. He's got the mask, but he's sitting there next to somebody yucking it up and laughing. Apparently he's not too worried about, the germs haven't come into the room yet. He'll put on the mask probably as soon as he thinks he's on camera. And there's Ketanji Brown. There's Sotomayor. There's Clarence Thomas. And who else am I seeing? But imagine what's going on. Why is Joe Biden late? Why would he be late? Well, first of all, get this. Obviously, they have to juice him up. So he's got I'm guessing he's got a team of doctors over at the White House who have put together some sort of a cocktail to keep Joe Biden erect and able to open his eyes for whatever he has planned here. I doubt it's 60 minutes. Maybe they're going to try to get away with a half an hour thing. Here's the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And these also incredibly disappointing generals and admirals. What a scene. What a scene. And the camera's playing around. This is the Newsmax channel. And I don't know if they're... I think that all of the networks have to rely on a official in-the-house camera feed. I don't think they're allowed to bring each network bring in their own camera crew. Oh, there's Nancy Pelosi. She's got on a cream-colored pantsuit. And let's see here. Looks like something's approaching the door.
What do they call him? The second.
Here comes the.
There's Doug Emler, who's there.
Oh, this is the second gentleman. This is the husband of Camel Nose Harris. He just entered the room. The second husband.
Lady, and he just waved to his wife. There you go.
There's
a human moment.
Yes, of course.
I agree with her politics or not. There's a husband and a wife waving to each other. So there you go.
And by the way, the white collar was in 19.
Now, by the way, if you visit the Capitol, I don't know what the draconian tyrannical rules are now. But back when I did it, you could go into with a free pass, which you can get it to, you know, you just got it to the door and they didn't want your, you know, you didn't have to go through anything other than the usual, go through a security, you know, check like an airport. And same thing you do entering any federal courtroom. You could go into the Capitol. You could go through the House side. You could go through the Senate side. You could go in the gallery. This is the gallery here in the House. And you could go to, here she comes, Dr. Jill.
That Joe Biden is now.
And she's wearing a green thing. Little better than the curtain fashions that she's been wearing. Looks like she just took the curtains off the wall and is wearing a curtain.
Prime Minister there staying next to the First Lady.
You're the speaker now.
Mr. Speaker, the President's Cabinet.
Okay, here comes the cabinet. Here's this Blinken guy. Here's this guy, this military guy. What's his name? These are such forgettable people. The guy who was AWOL with prostate surgery.
Vast understatement. He looks trim. If you look at his face, he's in and out of the hospital, had surgery, he's been battling various illnesses.
Oh, and behind him is...
Lloyd also had to testify in front of Congress for that. Tucked in between them was Janet Yellen as well, Treasury Secretary.
We'll dip in and out of this, and once you get a feel for it, I think that's Tom Vilsack, the Agriculture Secretary. See the Commerce Secretary coming in behind there. And Health and Human Services Secretary.
Clown car the Biden cabinet is. Ugly people.
Jennifer Granholm,
the energy secretary. And that's been right at the heart of the.
And then you can't miss Mayorkas.
Here's Buddha Judge.
Two behind people.
They're all grinning. They're so happy with themselves. They're such important people.
Yeah. Well, Buddha Judge has a private jet issue.
Wow.
He's somebody who ran for president, obviously, against Harris, against Biden, winds up as transportation secretary. And there's been a lot of controversies over there with the DEI policies and the FMA, diversity, equity.
Oh, God, here's Mayorkas.
All of them.
Now, the Republicans, to their credit, the Republicans are standing off. They're not rushing over to the central aisle to touch hands and make lovey-dovey with the communists who are entering down the center aisle. This is the Communist Party USA. Oh, is that Mitch Romney over there? He is doing kissy face. Let me just see. Let me confirm that. God, what a clown car of ugly people. I mean, they're unattractive even physically, let alone spiritually. There's Merrick Garland. A very high-ranking American communist. There's Janet Yellen. My goodness. What a train wreck. And I don't know whose feed. I don't know who the commentary is that we're seeing. Now, let's go over and look at the president. Let's see. He's probably now fired up his commentary line. Let's take a look. So we're going to try to do this. I'll try to be the go-between here between the president's running commentary and what we're seeing on the screen here. So I'll hit refresh and see if the president has started his commentary. Probably not. No, has not yet started his commentary. Let me see where I am here. There. Okay, that's the screen I'm on. And I'm picking this up on Newsmax.
Theo There's enough going on here. And of course,
I'm a little upset about it.
Yeah, Mitt Romney is going over to the communists as they enter to give them his high five to all the communists. This is interesting. You know, this moment in American history, we're finding out, oh, and he's sitting there. He's pretty much got his arms wrapped around Joe Manchin. So that makes you think, you know, do Mitt Romney and Joe Manchin, are they going to spring something on us? Is Joe Manchin going to come in as a sleeper for the defunct Joe Biden? There's Lauren Boebert, sitting next to Matt Gaetz. Why are all the MAGA women pretty and all the demon rat women are ugly as hell? Can anybody answer me that? I don't know. Is this just a coincidence? And of course, it goes for the men, too. Men are pathetic. Just more noticeable with the ladies.
Okay, what do we got?
We're at nine.
You know, a good business suit hides an awful lot of disfiguring blubber for a man. Women don't have that, the benefit of that trick.
There is a couple of minutes here where he's getting ready behind the scenes. And again, we've been teeing it up.
Now, he's getting ready behind the scenes. What does that mean? The doctors are fine-tuning whatever cocktail they're using to you see, and look at this. See, they'll look at him, they'll pinch him, and they'll look at him as they're working on him. They'll look at his eyes, you know, are his pupils dilated? See, that's one thing they'll be looking at. This is a problem he's had lately. What if the president gives a State of the Union address with huge dilated pupils? Do you think anybody might notice? let's see here.
Wall Street Journal,
yeah,
getting them out of Russia, and there'll be a lot of
This is going to be amazing when oh, here he comes. Here he is.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
Okay, let's see what the zombie looks like. The corpse. He's walking down that center aisle. He's kissing women. No little girls in the house that he could, whose hair he could sniff. Now, please don't subject us to, don't. He's got his diaper on, I'm sure, and he's waddling. So he may have he may be late because they had to change his diaper. Here he comes. And you know, the Democrats, I love this. They're all saluting him. And boy, I hope I don't see. There's Chuck Schumer right next to Biden. Oh, they're all just so grinning. They're so big. This is what it's all about for them: power, fame. I'm somebody. My empty life is not as empty as it really is. I'm looking at his, I can see his pupils now. It's a good camera shot. They don't look too dilated.
You see on the left there, we were going to let that breathe, but we got to jump. He was in an animated conversation with the president. This is someone who blasts the president every day of the week.
Tennessee Congressman Burchett, yeah. And they kind of had
to be a fly on the wall. We're gonna have to get them on
20 seconds at least.
Well, here's Mitch McConnell behind Chuck Schumer.
Comes on Newsmax a lot and likes to say he thinks his president is just lost in space. So, and then it appeared that some of the lawmakers around the president realized it was Burchett and kind of tried to move him along. And now you see the facial expression.
Oh, great! There's a grooming with a MAGA hat. There's a congresswoman wearing a Trump MAGA hat. I got to get mine and put it on. I've got a bunch of them, actually. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and there's a person with a pin saying, say her name, Laken Riley. Say her name, Mr. President, Laken Riley. Wow, that's great. Oh, the woman with the Trump hat has got a shirt on that says, say her name, Laken Riley. Oh, I'm loving this. I can't see her face. It's a blonde congresswoman. Who is it? I wonder. Oh, I'm hoping it's I'm hoping it's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, and then she's got the Biden border button. I think it's Marjorie. It is. It's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Wow. What a woman. Oh, I love you. What a woman. She's got a bright red suit on. And she's talking to Trump. Talking to Biden right now. Face to face. He's facing her. And she's got the say her name, Biden border. Make America great again. Oh, I'll tell you already, this is so great. And she made her way, Marjorie Taylor Greene made her way. And she's got a bright red dress on. I mean, scarlet red. It's fantastic. You know, Trump red. Let's call it Trump red. The Trump red hat, long blonde tresses. What a beautiful and courageous woman. Oh, this is fantastic. Trump, Biden is making his way down the center aisle, grinning at people. They want to get selfies with him. The most contemptible, destructive man ever to occupy the White House or any political position in America. Oh, he's coming up to Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney wants to get a face-to-face with him. Here's Mitt grinning. You can be sure Mitt Romney's not wearing any Donald Trump hat. Here he goes. It's going to be – oh, Joe Manchin is making nice with the Biden. Biden didn't see – he didn't see Mitt Romney, so Romney didn't get his moment.
Talk about Trump Grassley's mental problems. Seeing the guy's 96 years old.
All these people, these Democrats.
Big stories here.
Chuck Schumer is so excited he even took his glasses off, so maybe he'll look better in the pictures.
Behind closed doors, he's so sharp. He's so.
That
well, you
Joe
know what?
Scarborough said he's never been better.
Really? Donald Trump in one day goes from a New York courtroom to a rally,
yeah.
You know, and is whipping across the entire country. The energy is
absolutely
for most people.
This is a 15-minute ride from the entrance door to the podium.
I say when I run into him in Florida, I can't.
Biden is wearing
not that much on right now.
A blue.
Let's see here. So
blue and white tie.
Let's say, I'm really enjoying this because it's. I mean, the president and the selfies here. I mean,
he's trying to be
youthful.
I covered him in the Senate, and I covered him when he was vice president. And he always pushed this Scranton joke.
Four more years.
And is that what you're saying? Yeah, the Democrats.
Oh, now the Democrats are chanting in unison, four more years, four more years, four more years. I'm loving it. See, they're making it harder to get rid of him. This is good. They're stepping in it. They're digging their hole.
And then all the money that was wired in from China.
Now he's, John Roberts is smiling and shaking his hand.
Oh, yeah.
And then the rest of the
Sotomayor.
And, it's rare that the president goes eye to eye with the justices, including Gorsuch, a conservative, who are going to maybe help decide which way this election goes.
Kavanaugh is smiling at him. Now
man,
he's got the joint chiefs.
This is why this night gets interesting, because that Supreme Court never wants to be in the middle of an election. Chief Justice Roberts is somebody who wants to be dealing with academic law books. And there's the former speaker, Nancy Pelosi. She can't stay away from the cameras.
She can't.
She has to be.
She's following the camera. Nancy Pelosi, who's nothing but
it's just interesting.
She has to follow the. She's walking right behind Biden.
Does not want to be in the middle of this election. And after the ballot issue, they are.
She wants to be on the news. That's what it is, the lust for power.
It could be a big, big part.
The lust for fame.
Not only that, but we really are very divided. And Trump.
She's finally going back to her seat.
And Republicans and conservatives.
I'm surprised she doesn't mount the podium.
Let's come together for the best of this nation and really protect the values that truly are under assault under this administration, whether it be wokeness, whether it be the military, and how it's sort of been.
Now he's very near the podium now.
So much is changed in the past 3 years. Core beliefs, core institutions. Now the Supreme Court is involved.
Let me turn the volume down here. Let's get James in Vancouver. Let me get him on my screen here.
Yes, I've got my ice cream ready.
You've got your ice cream
and popcorn.
Oh yeah, popcorn. Exactly. There you go. Okay. Yeah. Now this is too much. Let me see if the president has started his commentary yet. There are things you could comment upon already. Let me get this over here. All right, that siren's actually up here in North Dakota, and I guarantee if you hear a siren in North Dakota, it's not a cop car, it's an ambulance. Okay, here it is. He's handing a copy of his speech to Mike Johnson. He's handing another copy to Camel Nose Harris. Here he goes. He's saluting somebody.
The Marine.
Who do you salute? Who knows? Here he goes. Here we go, folks. Get ready. Fasten your seatbelts. The worst president in American history. Most destructive. Most communist.
And he's from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Our second communist president after Barack.
To be really trying to fuck them up, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Here he comes, James.
All righty.
Did you catch that Marjorie Taylor Greene's outfit?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, she's
wonderful.
Yeah. She's wonderful. She's
good?
Got a Trump hat on, and she says,
yeah.
"Say her name, Laken Riley,
yeah.
The woman who
right.
was raped
right.
and
Rice.
I go home
right.
now."
Okay, here he is. The Democrats are all acting thrilled.
Mr. Speaker, Madam Vice President, members of Congress, my fellow Americans, in January 1941, Franklin Roosevelt came to this chamber to speak to the nation, and he said, "I address you at a moment unprecedented in the history of the Union. Hitler was on the march. War was raging in Europe. President Roosevelt's purpose was to wake up Congress and alert the American people that this was no ordinary time. Freedom and democracy were under assault in the world. Tonight, I come to this same chamber to address the nation. Now, it's we who face an unprecedented moment in the history of the Union. And yes."
Okay, now he's already, can you hear that, James? He's reading off of his two teleprompters, so he's clearly reading a speech that he's probably rehearsed 100 times. He's already, folks, in that last sentence, he missaid half a dozen words. Here we go. He's cracking up. This is a crack up.
At the very same time, overseas, Putin of Russia is on the march, invading Ukraine and sowing chaos throughout Europe and beyond. If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not.
Oh, they're standing. A standing ovation from the communists.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ukraine can stop Putin. Ukraine can stop Putin if we stand with Ukraine and provide the weapons.
Another standing ovation. So he starts with Ukraine. Amazing.
That is all Ukraine is asking.
Okay. Now this is, we'll be right back. I'll tell you what's interesting that I'm watching Mike Johnson sitting right behind him. We'll have the Mike Johnson watch right after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Health Simple with Colorado Shield G.
Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
And some of you here seek to bury the truth about January 6th. I will not do that. This is a moment to speak the truth and to bury lies. There's a simple truth.
Okay, we're back. We're back, folks. And Joe Biden is going, he's going for broke. This is really good. Now, the Mike Johnson watches this. We're watching Mike Johnson. He's sitting next to the president of the Senate, Kamala Harris, and Steve Bannon put it on the line for Mike Johnson yesterday. He said, "Hey, Mike, baby." And he has no respect for Mike Johnson. None of us do. A phony from Louisiana. So Mike, a wimp. So Bannon says, "I don't want to see you standing up and applauding when the Democrats jump up and applaud. I want to see your hands in your lap, and I want to see you sitting down, and I want to see a stern face on you." So he's actually doing some of that right now. He got the message from Steve Bannon, because Bannon says, "We've got the hairy eye on." Oh, now he's clapping. Uh-oh. What did he just clap for? Steve Bannon said, "We've got the hairy eye on you," Mike Johnson.
Joining us so light is Latoya Beasley, a social worker from Birmingham, Alabama. 14 months ago, she and her husband welcomed a baby girl thanks to the miracle of IVF.
Okay. Now, here's what the president can do is bring guests into the gallery. And so he's in that portion of his speech. Now, this will be a carefully selected group of victims of, you know, like, whoa, whoa, wah, wah, demon rat victims that were saved by Joe Biden and the demon rats. They're all jumping up and applauding now for something that isn't even worth listening to. Such garbage. Let's see what's okay. Here we go. Here's his next guest.
Roe v. Wade got it right.
Oh, so now he's pumping up abortion.
Defending reproductive freedom.
Reproductive freedom. Oh, that's great. Yeah, reproductive freedom. How about reproductive freedom for the baby?
Well,
his reason was overturned, and he brags about it. Look at the chaos that has resulted. Joining us tonight is Kate Cox, the wife and mother from Dallas. She's become pregnant again and had a fetus with a fatal condition. Her doctor told Kate that her own life and her ability to have children in the future were at risk if she didn't act. Because Texas law banned her ability to act, Kate and her husband had to leave the state to get what she needed. What her family got through should have never happened as well, but it's happening to too many others. There are state laws banning the freedom to choose, criminalizing doctors, forcing survivors of rape and incest.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, woe is me. Oh. The answer to America's problem is let's have a whole lot of abortions. And
yeah.
I mean,
go ahead.
Well, here, let's.
Electoral power. Electoral or political power. You're about to realize just how much you get right up.
Okay, now the Supreme Court is sitting stony-faced. Good for them.
They are there, are they?
Yeah. Mike Johnson is
bragging about overturning Roe v. Wade. Have no clue about the power of women, but they found out when reproductive freedom was on the ballot. We won in 2022 and 2020, and we'll win again in 2024. If you, the American people, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again. Folks, America cannot go back. I'm here tonight to show what I believe is the way forward. Because I know how far we come. 4 years ago, next week, before I came to office, the country was hit by the worst pandemic and the worst economic crisis in a century. Remember the fear, record losses? Remember the spikes in crime and the murder rate, raging virus that took more than 1 million American lives of loved ones, millions left behind? A mental health crisis of isolation and loneliness. A president, my predecessor, failed the most basic presidential duty that he owes to American people, the duty to care. I think that's unforgivable. I came to office determined to get us through one of the toughest.
Now, that was good. Somebody with balls out there in the it said liar. It was great.
That's
just
Sid
yelled
Rosenberg.
Out liar.
Huh? That's Sid Rosenberg. Sid Rosenberg, 77 WABC, said he was going to do it today.
Okay.
Back to you.
Good. Okay, good. Good. Thank you.
So let's tell the story here. Tell it here and now. America's comeback is building the future of American possibilities, building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down, investing in all America, in all Americans, to make every sure everyone has a fair shot. We leave no one behind. The pandemic no longer controls our lives. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to beat cancer. turning setback into comeback. That's what America does. That's what America does.
Oh, Mike Johnson stupidly is applauding.
And, yeah, and
interestingly, what an idiot. Mike Johnson is applauding, and I can't see a single Republican out of the hundreds of Republican congressmen applauding. Mike Johnson is just soloing an applause there on the vaccines. What an idiot.
Yeah. Well, he's right behind the president.
Record 16 million Americans are starting small businesses, and each one is a literal act of hope. With historic job growth and small business growth for Black and Hispanics and Asian Americans, 800,000 new manufacturing jobs in America and counting.
Now, what you can take away, here's Biden is in his anger, which is his usual mode. His angry man, his angry, bitter, nasty mode. He's like the figure he was giving that speech in front of the what looked like the satanic speech with the red lights.
3%, the lowest
that
in the
just
world.
Came to my mind, yes.
Yeah. Oh, there's a Republican.
And now, instead of importing foreign products and exporting American jobs, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs right here in America, where they belong.
Now, there are a few idiots. Not too many. Who's standing? Oh, it's the cabinet. Oh, it's not Republicans.
Consumer studies show consumer confidence is soaring. Buy America has been the law of the land since the 1930s. Past administrations, including my predecessor, including some Democrats as well in the past, failed to buy American. Not anymore. On my watch, federal projects that you fund, like helping build American roads, bridges, and highways, will be made with American products and built by American workers.
Now, this is good. Oh, actually, there's actually a couple Republicans are actually applauding. But trust me, there are only a couple. Mike Johnson is not. There's Nancy Pelosi just hopping around with happiness.
Never before.
Now, what they're doing here, folks, this is a very important State of the Union address. They're locking the Democrats by showing this this love fest for Joe Biden. What they're doing is digging their hole, and I'm loving this. They're going to have a hard time saying Joe Biden, he has to retire, or we have to replace him. They're all saying, you're wonderful, Joe. We love you, Joe. You're our hero. And it's only a few months until the election. So they are getting locked in on Joe Biden right here, right now. And I'm loving it.
In fact, my policies have attracted $650 billion in private sector investment. In clean energy.
Now, by the way, he has not, in this entire speech, he has not departed for even for a second from his angry mode, his snarling, lying, angry mode. Contrast this with the State of the Union addresses given by Ronald Reagan, filled with, you know, generosity and smiles and friendship and, you know, humor. And Americanism.
That was a different era.
Yeah.
If any of you don't want that money in your district, just let me know. Modernize our roads and bridges, ports and airports, public transit systems. Removing poisonous lead pipes so every child can drink clean water without risk of brain damage.
Oh, Joe Biden's going to get rid of lead pipes. Oh, look out. James, did you see any lead pipes today? Did you trip over any lead pipes? Joe Biden's going to get them out of your life.
Yeah, I was in Flint this morning. Yeah, there are plenty of problems in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, boy, that those Republicans, you know, they put in those lead pipes. You know, we Democrats, we're going to get rid of them. That's what Republicanism is, lead pipes.
Stay in the family for those farms and their children and grandchildren won't have to leave. Leave home to make a living. It's transformative. Great comeback story is Belvedere, Illinois, home to an auto plant for nearly 60 years.
Now he's going to do the anecdote thing of, you know, I helped an old lady across the street.
I worked in an auto plant.
I worked in an auto, yeah. This is great, folks. I'm giving you here.
I dug ditches.
Yeah, the big takeaway is that the Congress is being very united. The Republicans are sitting on their hands. What made the night for me, who knows what excitement is yet to come here if Joe Biden like freezes up. I'm hoping he does. But in a way, I'm not, because I want the Democrats to be locked in on Joe Biden. I want, for 2024 and November 5, I want a rematch of the rigged boxing match that we had in 2020. Same two guys in the ring. Trump in the white trunks and Joe Biden in the black trunks. And I want them to go in there and duke it out.
Here in America.
There's Jill Biden standing up, leaping to her feet.
Here tonight is UAW President Sean Fain, a great friend and a great labor leader. Sean, where are you? Stand up.
Oh, there's the head. Now, this guy just dug himself a real hole. Sean Fain, the head of the United Auto Workers. Trust me, the United Auto Workers don't like Joe Biden. And they do like Donald Trump. They're going to throw Sean Fain out of his job. He just gave, in
that
effect.
Could be,
this is a new low, folks. He gave an endorsement of Joe Biden during the State of the Union address from the balcony. So say goodbye to Sean Fain.
I mean, blew him a kiss, as it were.
But I'll tell you what, this is.
Well, you know, Sid has to go to Mar-a-Lago next week, Sid Rosenberg,
the American people,
to see Donald Trump.
When America gets knocked down, we get back up.
Oh.
We keep going.
You tell him, Joe. When I fall off my bicycle, I get back up. Oh, when I fall down the airplane ramp, I get up.
Our future is bright. It's because of you. That tonight, we can proudly say the state of our union is strong and getting stronger.
Oh yes, it's so clear. Everybody can see it. We're not going down the toilet.
We're getting flushed out to sea.
Four more years. Oh my God, these silly congresswomen, Democrat congresswomen, they're wearing the white pantsuit again that they wore in last year. You know, and somehow the white pantsuit means, you know, like hear me now or whatever. What's that song go? I am woman, you know.
Well, there. Kicks in the professor's class, trying to get the professor's attention. White pants.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean.
I grew up
50 years ago
in a home where trickle-down economics didn't put much on my dad's kitchen table. That's why I determined to turn things around so middle class does well. When they do well, the poor are way up, and the wealthy still do very well. We all do well. And there's more to do to make sure you're feeling the benefits of all we're doing. Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere in the world. It's wrong, and I'm ending it.
Yay.
Oh, hey, free drugs,
gas,
boys and
Joe.
Girls. Hey, Joe Biden, whatever it is, candy, drugs, whatever you want.
What about
sex,
the price of gas, Joe?
Open borders, expensive gas.
Republican buddies voted for it. We finally beat Big Pharma. Instead of paying $400 a month or thereabouts for...
Okay, now, Big Pharma is utterly contributing to Democrats.
Yeah.
And rhinos. You have to add rhinos in.
Yeah.
Now, to their credit, folks, here's a full camera panoramic view of the House. The Republicans are sitting through all of this. And all the Democrats, here's what they're doing. They're frying themselves. They are signing their names to the Joe Biden catastrophe and treason. So this is great. They're writing their own epitaphs. Oh, here he is. He's got his mask on. He's got Bernie Sanders is wearing that, you know, that 25-cent cheap mask that you saw everywhere.
Really?
He's got one on. What the hell?
It's everything from heart disease to arthritis.
I mean, what the hell? You know, before they started the meeting, you know, he's sitting there yakking it up with his neighbors, shaking hands and talking. But when the cameras go on, he puts on his mask. What does he think? He's a Lone Ranger?
Only profitable. Will not only save lives, it will save taxpayers another $200 billion. Starting next year, the same law caps total prescription drug costs for seniors on Medicare at $200 to $2,000 a year. Even for expensive cancer drugs, it costs $10,000, $12,000, $15,000. I want to cap prescription drug costs at $2,000 a year for everyone.
Oh, you tell them, Joe. You tell them.
Trouble for saying that, but anyone to get an Air Force One and fly to Toronto, Berlin, Moscow. I mean, excuse me, and even Moscow, probably. And bring your prescription with you, and I promise you, I'll get it for you for 40% the cost you're paying now. Same company, same drug, same place. Folks, the Affordable Care Act, the old Obamacare, is still a very big deal.
This is, here's Chuck Yu Schumer. Chuck Yu Schumer, he's clapping away. This is great. And Mike Johnson, to his credit, is looking solemn-faced, and he's shaking his head, no. He's showing he doesn't agree. That's good.
I want to take this red prescription drug away by repealing Affordable Care Act. I'm not going to let that happen. We stopped you 50 times before, it will stop you again. In fact, I'm not only protecting it, I'm expanding it. We enacted tax credits of $800 per person per year, reduce health care costs for millions of working families. That tax credit expires next year. I want to make that savings permanent.
You tell them, Joe.
State the obvious. Women are more than half our population, but research on women's health has always been underfunded. That's why we're launching the first ever White House initiative on women's health research, led by Jill, doing an incredible job as First Lady. We've passed my plan for $12 billion to transfer women's health research and benefit millions of lives all across America. I know the cost of housing is so important to you. If inflation keeps coming down, mortgage rates will come down as well. And the Fed acknowledges that. But I'm not waiting. I want to provide an annual tax credit that will give Americans $400 a month for the next 2 years as mortgage rates come down, to put toward their mortgages when they buy their first home or trade up for a little more space. Just for 2 years.
This is incredible. This is incredible. And you know, it's such a contrast. The Republican Party taken over by MAGA with the rhinos, on the run, and the demon rats. It's amazing. I mean, you know, James, it's an incredible thing. You know, I mean, this is an utterly, utterly divided country.
Oh, yes.
Not in the population, actually. I mean, I think Donald Trump is going to absolutely give these people a gobsmacking. I mean, he is going to take them to the woodshed. I don't think Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes. in 2020.
No, of course not.
And I think that their effort at faking millions upon millions of votes will be somewhat defeated this time. I also think that actual people, dumb bunnies who voted for Biden, actually did vote for him in 2020, I think they're going to vote for Donald Trump by the millions. And that, folks, if millions of people, and this is what James Carville said on TV today or yesterday.
Go ahead.
What was your thought?
I was going to say the deep state is really up against it now because they're in a corner because they can't bring Biden back and they've got to have Trump. But at the same time, the deep state doesn't trust Trump, you see. So back to your point about Carville.
Well, yeah. So what Carville was saying, he says, you know, he's much of a pollster. And he said, look, the numbers are out there are scary for us Democrats. It looks like millions of people who voted for Biden in 2020 have changed their mind. Millions of people.
Yeah.
This is what we're seeing. This is new. This has never occurred in American politics. A whole millions of people switching. And I think that's what's coming up. And it's going to make it really hard for the Democrats to fake in, you know, that Joe Biden once again gets 81 million votes. They're going to have a really hard time producing that fake number. Donald Trump is not going to have a hard time exceeding his 76 or so million votes that he actually did get, at least in 2020, in spite of people taking Republican Trump ballots and throwing them in the dumpster and losing them and throwing them in the creek. Let's turn him up again. Let's see what he's doing. He's still got the angry face, completely humorless, demonic.
So I look at him and I say, I come from Delaware. DuPont used to be the eighth largest corporation in the world. And every new enterprise they bought, they educated the workforce to that enterprise. But none of you do that anymore. Why are you angry with me providing you the opportunity for the best educated workforce in the world? And they all looked at me and said, I think you're right. I want to expand high-quality tutoring and summer learning to see that every child learns.
I want everyone to have their own private college tutor. I want free everything. How about this? Here's a summary of the Democrat platform. I want free everything for everybody, unless you're a Republican. Unless you're a Republican, then I want whatever you have, we take. So that's the standard there. If you're a Democrat, free everything for all of you. If you're a Republican, what have you got? Empty your pockets. We're taking all of it. That's the Democrat platform.
Right.
Oh, we ran out of time, and we'll come back. We'll have the lowlights of the Biden speech. We'll share those with you tomorrow night, Friday night, here in the Trump Clubhouse. So we'll see you then. Thanks for joining us, and thank you, James. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. See you tomorrow night.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.